Thank you, Dean Stuart Gambino. Good afternoon and welcome, class of 2015. As already mentioned, my name is Matthew Grandin, and as president of student government, I would like to introduce you to the Lafayette family. This is a family steeped in rich history and tradition, one that is world-renowned, and one that boasts a serious commitment to the development of each member. We are honored to have such dynamic and engaging individuals join our ranks. As a symbol of this familiar solidarity, you will find closed within your orientation packet, a maroon wristband with the inscription, "Unity in Our Community," upon it. This message, you'll find, as you begin your collegiate career, is truly representative of the integrity and character to which all of us aspire. It's been one whirlwind of a day, has it not? I mean, you've moved in, had your picture taken, collected your textbooks, mailbox key, and class schedule, and you have even met your floor mates and resident advisor, all before dinner. That's a pretty packed day, no big deal. So what's next? The answer to that is simple. What could be the most incredible 4 years of your life? Parents, I know you will agree with me when I say that college is a transformative experience. 4 years from now, you will be wondering where that time went. I know I am. 3 years ago, I was sitting right where you are now, thinking, will my roommate and I get along? And what will my professors be like? You are about to embark upon a journey that will lead you to many opportunities, challenges, and lasting friendships. Your collegiate experience will be determined, as President Weiss has already mentioned, by what you make of it. Therefore, let me give you some insight on how you can take advantage of all the best Lafayette has to offer. First and foremost, get involved in something. In the words of Francis Hesselbein, a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and also an Easton resident, to serve is to live. Check out all of our activities and organizations at the Activities Fair this coming Wednesday. And don't be afraid to sign up for those that you may know nothing about. You'll be amazed at what you can learn about yourself or about what things you never knew were interesting. Second, get to know your professors. After all, they are here for you. One of the benefits of being a student at Lafayette is that you are able to work and learn closely with scholars who are leaders in their respective fields. Faculty at Lafayette are curious about who you are, what drives you, and why. They are passionate about student success and development. Speak up in class, go to their office hours, and introduce yourself. Ask questions. They may even invite you to the house for dinner. And don't pass that up, because they're excellent chefs. In short, the professors at Lafayette are great mentors who are continually fulfilling their passions and will challenge you to do the same. Third, figure out what interests you, what drives your intellectual curiosity. It's perfectly normal if you haven't figured out your passions just yet. College is about finding them. Perhaps it will be in Professor Guy Havas's class, when you walk into the room and are immediately greeted with a classic geology pun, such as, "What do you get when you hit shale with a hammer?" Clay Aiken. Or maybe it will be in Professor Peretta's class, while attempting to understand the significance of individuality within the greater fabric of American culture through readings of Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Martin Luther King. Perhaps you'll find your passion in biology, economics, psychology, chemistry, engineering, art, or religious studies. Whatever the case, your passions are those things which will come to define your identity. Now, before I end, I want to make one final comment about identity. Your summer reading, Rebecca Skloot's The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, asks us, among several things, to consider our identity and how it is created. Therefore, ask yourself now, how do I identify myself? then test it against the following. Is it determined by what you wear, how you act, how much money you have? Or is it determined by what you find intellectually intriguing and what drives you to seek answers? Chances are you may currently identify yourself by at least one of these, perhaps even several of them. But our identities change. This is college. It's a foreign environment filled with new faces, new friends, new everything, intellectually, socially, and emotionally. How will you define your identity, your passions? At Lafayette, you not only have the resources from which to achieve academic success, but also, and more importantly, you have the foundational support to launch a remarkable career and life. Congratulations, class of 2015, and welcome.